hey, like, I know you're already on the plane, but I wanted to call and leave you a message real quick and tell you that I'm so glad that we got to meet and have lunch while you were in town. Super unexpected. Just super surprising. I'm still a little, like, I'm still, like, a little bouncy and a little excited. And so I'm having a hard time with words. Surprise, surprise, imagine that. But I wanted to tell you that I am so glad that we had to see each other. And even though we didn't get to spend a whole lot of time together, we at least got to sit down and catch up over lunch. And it was so great, and it was so awesome. So I wanted to call you and tell you that. Even though I know you won't get this until you get back home. And, well, I guess if I'm being completely honest, I kind of purposefully waited until you were on the plane to call because there was something else I wanted to tell you, but I don't know why. I mean, we've been friends for such a long time, and, well, I mean, think about how we know each other. I shouldn't be embarrassed, but for whatever reason, I'm embarrassed, because, well, the whole time we were at lunch together, my mind kind of kept wandering. And it was wandering to some very naughty places. It was very hard. I don't know if you noticed, it was hard for me to make a lot of eye contact with you because, well, because every time I would look at you, I would start thinking about what it would be like to kiss you. Or my eyes would start to wander down, and what you were wearing showed off your cleavage very nicely, and so you know how much I love poops. Especially your boobs. Show me your boobs. Show me your boobs. Oh, so many times I've said, show me your boobs. And sitting across the table from you at lunch, I really wanted to tell you to show me your boobs. But not just your boobs either. I wanted to see all of you. Every beautiful curve. Every soft inch of your skin. I wanted to bury my head between those big, beautiful breasts. To see what they would taste like on mine. I imagine they would be sweet. Especially since the two of us indulged in some rather tasty and very satisfying desserts. Probably wouldn't be the first time I made you squirm and giggle, would it? I wanted to and grab a handful of your hair and look into those big, beautiful eyes and tell you just how fucking hot you are. I wanted to whisper in your ear and ask you how wet your pussy was. I wondered if it was as wet as mine. Sitting there at that table. I wanted to hear you whimper in my ear and tell me that your pussy was aching and twitching to be touched. And I wanted to caress your tongue with mine. And feel your nails drag across my skin. Oh God, you looked so good. Oh, I do love it when you squirt, pretty girl. Oh, not what it people for you wanted to come. Oh, I want. You know I always want you to come. Don't you, pretty girl? And I'd kiss you and tell you just how fucking bad I want it. Oh, I want you to come with me. So bad. That's it. Come on, my fingers. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, that's it. Come on, my fingers. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, even better when I can see it and feel it in person. You do taste so good. No. Probably sweeter than that baklava cheesecake I ate for dessert. But I'd have to put my head between your thighs to know that for sure. I do hope you made it home safely. I can't wait for you to come back into town. Pretty, pretty girl. Talk to you later.